Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, 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 Rastafari, shalom, Chaverim, Esai, Erev, Erev Tov, Melkam Meshed. Good evening, good evening. Here, the Wednesday. They call it Wednesday. It's Wednesday already. Here, we're at the fourth day, the midway day of the Shavuot of the seven, right here. Here, the fourth day. And here, for the Rastafari podcast, the Jah Rastafari, wisdom. Wednesday Wisdom Wednesday. Here we have Psalm 76, today's daily psalm right here. And here we're in the Torah reading and feeding. Ki Tazriah, if she conceives seed. Going to build on this theme right here. But firstly, foremostly, wisdom being the principal thing. Here, make the ride up for the Wednesday podcast, the Rastafari podcast. Here, the fourth day. The midway of the seven,
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Proverbs, the parables, the allegories. Yes, I was dealing the mystery of the divine majesty here.
Salamta, Beit Eseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Word, sound, power, words of wisdom. Dennis, the Prince of Reggae Brown, right here, words of wisdom. Wednesday.
Wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hand. Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah, or man you will surely fail. Your folly is your reward. Better a dinner of herb where love is than feasting where there is wrath. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. Right, for this is the time that will tell, when the righteous one shall stand up strong. Oh, why did the heathen rage? All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Sing the dark sayings of old. Doth not wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hands? Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the words of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. Leave us.
Jim Jones right here, Wednesday podcast, my 99 of the Amida Kishem, Doniai, Ja, Rastafari, Ekraha, Bugodel, and Lelohainu. When I and I call upon the name of Doniai, Ja, Rastafari, ascribe greatness to Elohainu, Hailahainu, I and I power.
Ja, Al-Selassiai,
Adonai, Sifatai, Tiftach, Ufi, Yagid, Tehilateka, O Adonai, Cha Rastafari, open thou I and I lips and I and I mouth, so declare of thy praise, of thy eyes. So here for the Wednesday podcast here, Wednesday Wisdom. Let's open I and I mouth in the parables and the proverbs, allegories of his divine majesty, the Alpha and Omega right here from the book of Proverbs right here, here on the Jah No Partial culture roots. Yes, I, Rastafari, open I and I mouth. The opening of the mouth, word, sound, and power right here, the Alpha and Omega. From Proverbs, chapter 1, chapter 31. Hear this. Shema Yisrael.
And forsake not the law of thy mother. And forsake not the law of thy mother. Not the law of thy mother. Not the law of thy mother. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law. Forsake not my the son. Law. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. And of thy father, and for father, and for father. My son. My son, my son, my son, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, thy mother, thy mother, thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. And forsake not the law of thy mother. And forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law. And forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law. And forsake not the law of thy mother, 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 the law of thy mother. The Proverbs, Chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up, and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The end of the Proverbs.
Wisdom, wisdom, the mother, as the Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMashiach said. He said, wisdom, she is justified by all of her children. And the Bible is sexist, huh? I just spoke right there like the fools speak. But here it says, forsake not the law, the Torah of thy mother. So here for the Wednesday, Wisdom of Wednesday podcast right here on the Ian and the Irid. Featuring the virtuous woman.
Salamta, Beit Seb. Greetings and welcome family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
The book beginning for instruction for the sons, for the disciples, introducing the teacher, Chokmah, Wisdom, and fulfilling with the virtuous woman, right here, 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 warrior king, our virtuous woman.
Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, shuba shuba, shuba 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 day.
Pause, pause, pause. Just in the Hebrew, virtuous woman is eshet. One pointing of it is eshet, or some can point it as, it can be pointed as orset. Orset, hayel, 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 like hayel is a power, might. A woman of strength, a strong woman, a woman of virtue, a woman of valor. Right here, you hear, warrior king. Virtuous woman, Eshet Chayil.
Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, shuba shuba, shuba 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 day, shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, yeah 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 yeah. Now, no real man can live without a woman. Die night to death as a woman to her man. Essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. He'll ever take the power, steal the strength. He's my better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely. Yeah. You always be there for me. So I need not to worry. Yeah. Woman, to keep my strong. Which is part of your plan. I leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day. Yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Oh, I and I burn out dull, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. As a woman to her man, she's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll ever take the power, she'll just make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman I love and honor. The father had a life career, the empress Omega. The mother of the forest culture, revises to the king. And his empress Menin, who showed us the right and the true way of living. Woman who never caused sin, so listen as I sing. But women on the earth, my joy bell ring, ring, ring. Equality in Zion, my nature's law, that's the way it should go. For every man I know there is a woman. You meet the valley, oh, that's all I know. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day.
Well, I say the family unit is fundamental and important, you know. A real man can live without someone, you know. A person who's gonna write this, who's gonna prove for the man that she wants, you know. There you go, she wants to know, you know. Now, 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 now. A real man can live without a woman. Like night to death as a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. So I need not to worry, yeah. Woman, to keep my strong, which is part of your plan. I leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman, I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day. Yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Rastaman, I burn a doll, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, says a woman to her man.
Yes, yes, yes. Virtuous woman, Eshet Chayil, the woman of strength, the woman of might, the woman of power, Oset Chayil. Now, some say King Alpha and Queen Omega, and I say as well, you know, within the Rastafari. But as we grow in grace and we study, you know, His Majesty's glory, The B-I-B-L-E says that he be the Kedamawi and the Deharawi, the first and the last, the Kedamawi and the Deharawi, that he be the Alpha Wa'or. He be the first and the last. That's looking at like even the alphabet, Ha'alef, Ha'tawe. He be the Ha and the Peh. So the question, of course, would be, well, who's Empress Lenin, Her Imperial Highness? Well, according to the teaching of His Majesty, in the reality, she's the virtuous woman, example of the virtuous woman, the Eshet Chayil. For more on Her Majesty and His Majesty and the Ivine relationship, study Psalm 45, the coronation psalm, the royal wedding psalm. Yes, I, Rastafari, and I, and I, and I.
In my Zion, oh, oh, yeah, with King Alpha and Queen Omega, oh, oh, father and mother of creation.
They always sing to him songs of praise.
To Wahido, to true teaching, 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 teaching.
The Ethiopian church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
And so here we have the evening psalm, the standing psalm, the evening psalm here for the fourth day of the Shavuot, the fourth day of the 7 days called the week. I call it the strong, keeping it strong in Jah word, way, truth, and life. Here we have the evening psalm, Psalm 94, right here. Going to ride up with today's daily psalm, Psalm 76. And also some extras coming forward. But here, just to keep to the order, Psalm 94, the psalm for the fourth day, that's called Wednesday, the evening psalm right here. Yes, I give it up.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, my God is the rock of my refuge, and he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Psalm 94. So I'd like to share this right here. As the script says, every scribe that is instructed to the kingdom of, well, let's share the verse, the word sound right here. I'd like to share this audio right here on hell in Hebrew. We call it Hebrew hell, but Gehenna, and there's words like hell in the Bible. There's words like Hades. We also come across words like Sheol in the Bible. And also there's the grave, and some things have been mistranslated. So to get a better understanding right here, seeing that here we're in the third book of Moshe, Hebrew book known as Leviticus, the handbook of the priests. And also in certain areas of the scripture, you know, these words come up, and then we notice that the translation is always not consistent. For example, sometimes it says the grave, right, in translation, but it's Sheol, and Sheol is known as the underworld, but a clearer idea needs to be gotten. So here, going to ride up and share this audio right here.
And said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 and said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new, things and old, 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 new.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
And this audible right here is themed Leviticus, since we're in Leviticus, the metaphysics, Leviticus, Gehenna, depends on pronunciation that ones get from the English, Gehinom, hell, Hades, Sheol. We call this the hell, Hades, Sheol matrix right here, the metaphysics.
Here. So here we have Gehenna, valley of Hinnom, valley of lamentation, valley of groaning, because of the cries and the groans of the victims. So here we have Gehenna. This is a valley south of Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, where the refuse, the garbage of the city of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem, was burnt. Now the word Gehenna is not used in the ASV, the American Standard Version, KJV Bible, but it is the same as the expression translated the valley of Hinnom. So we have Gehenna. Now, this is a word that's usually translated as hell in the KJV, the English, hell, H-E-L-L. And also we have Hinnom, H-I-N-N-O-M. So the meta, what is the metaphysical of Gehenna? This is the purifying fires of the soul of the Nefesh, of HaNefesh, are symbolized by the fires of Gehenna. Gai is valley, and Hina
from the Hebrew Hinnom. So we have the Valley of Hinnom, Gay Hinnom, a Valley of Jerusalem, Jerusalem. This is used in a figurative sense, an allegorical sense, a metaphorical sense, as a name for the place or the state of being, the state of mind, for the place or the state of everlasting or what is called eternal punishment, i.e., in S, hell. So here, Gehinna, Gehinna, Gehinna. We have this in the Strong's, the H, the G, actually getting to the, this is the coin of Greek here, bringing out the sense of Gehinna from the Hebrew, Gehinnom, Gehinnom. So the Strong's, the G, 1067, the G, 1067, Gehinna. So here the idea in the translation and the interpretation or the interpolation is hell, is hell. So Gehinna, the Hebrew, for what is translated as hell. Hell being the place of the future, said to be the place of the future punishment called Gehinna or the Gehinna of fire or the fires of Gehinna. Originally, the valley, the Gai, the valley of Hinnom, south of Jerusalem, where the filth and the dead carcasses of the dead animals of the city were cast out and burnt. This here is a fit symbol, word picture, metaphor, allegory of the wicked, the Rasha, Rishaim, the ratchet, and their future destruction, their future deconstruction, downstruction. So we have Gai, valley in the Hebrew, Gai, valley, a steep valley, also a narrow gorge. And then we have Hinnom. Hinnom is lamentation in the Hebrew, the H-2011, Hinnom. Hinnom, what was Hinnom? A valley, deep and narrow ravine with steep and rocky sides located southwest of Jerusalem, and separating Har Zion, Mount Zion to the north, Mount Zion in the north direction from the hill, what's called the Hill of Evil Counsel. So here we have this location southwest of Jerusalem separating Har Zion, Mount Zion, to the north from what is called the Hill of Evil Counsel and the sloping rocky plateau of the plain of Rephaim, the plain of Rephaim to the south. So here, Hinnom. Some say this Hinnom may have been a Yabusi, a Jebusite. So we have Hinnom, Gehinnom. And the metaphysics of Gehenna, Gehinnom, which is euphemistically translated as hell, is the purifying fires of Ha-Nefesh, of the psyche of the soul, being symbolized by the fires of Gehinna, Gehinnom. Now, metaphysically, see hell and Hinnom. Hell and Hinnom. Hell and Hinnom. Hell and Hinnom. So Gehinna, Gehinnom, representing the cleansing fire, the fire of spirit, the fire of spirit, the Eish Shel Ruach,
Shel Ruach,
the Eish, fire. Eish Ruach, the fire of spirit. This is that which consumes all the dross of the sense, the sensual, the sense, carnality, and materiality. See, refer to the metaphysics of hell. So here in the connection with Gehinna, Gehinna, Gehinnom, also we have the Gomorrah, or in the ancient pointing of the Hebrew is actually Amorah, it's an ayin, Amorah, not a G sound, but this ayin, the ayin is so hard in ancient Hebrew that sometimes it can be transliterated in other dialects as a G. So we get the Gomorrah as a G, but actually it's an A, Amorah, the ayin sound is so hard and was so hard in ancient pointings that it could sound like a G sound, like a hard G, Amorah, and Gomorrah, Amorah. So we have Amorah, originally transliterated as Gomorrah. The authorized version in Matthew chapter 10, verse 15, Romans chapter 9, verse 29. Also we have 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 6, the epistle of Yehuda, of Jude, the 7th verse. So we have Gomorrah. Now this is sometimes translated as Gomorrah as overbearing, material force, tyranny, oppression, downpression. But what's interesting is in the Royal Amharic, we have Gomorrah. Gomorrah is actually volcano. So when we consider the narrative of Sodom and Gomorrah, we have a volcano, Gomorrah, volcano. So here, connected with the cities of the plain, Sodom, right? With Sodom, it was destroyed by fire and brimstone, rained up on it, upon it by Yahuwah, by Jehovah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Holy One, blessed be He, out of Shemayim, out of heaven, according to Bereishis, Genesis chapter 19, verse 24. So the metaphysics of Amora, Gamora, which you have Ethiopically as volcano, very interesting, Sodom, and Amora, Gamora, volcano. Metaphysically speaking, we have a state of mind. Gamora is that state of mind in man that is adverse or satanic. A state of mind, mentality in man, in the human being, that is adverse, in opposition, adverse to the law of spirit, to the Torah, HaRuach, to the law, the Torah, direction, instruction of HaRuach, of the spirit of the Irid. It is submerged, this Gomorrah, this Amora state of mind, submerged in sense and sensuality, and is very tyrannical in its nature. So Fuller expanding on the Gomorrah, right, and the fire, Gomorrah, the volcano principle there, and the connection with Sodom and Amora, Sodom and Gomorrah. Now in our metaphysics, in our metaphysical study of the fire, the Eish Isat, we have this name right here, Harhaya, Harhaiah, here this is brought out as the ardor of Jehovah, the zeal of Jehovah, glowing of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, the heat of Jehovah, the heat of the Lord, and Jehovah, Yahweh's anger. So here we have the name Harhaya, the H2736, Harhaya. Now this was the father of Uziel, who was one of the builders of the wall in Nehemiah's time. So we have Harhaya, Chara. So here Chara, the H2734, Chara, the verb means to be hot, to be furious, Chara, to burn, Chara, to become angry, Chara, to be kindled, to burn, to kindle. In the Nephile sense, to be angry, to be incensed. The Hefil sense, to burn, to kindle. The Heat Pael sense, to heat oneself, to heat up oneself in vexation. So we have Chara at the root. Also the link with Charar, the H2787, Charar, means to burn, to be hot, to be scorched, to be charred, to be charar, to be charred, to be charred, to be hot, to be scorched, to be burned. But now, at its root sense is to glow or to grow warm. In a figurative sense is like to blaze up, chara, to blaze up, blazing up of anger, blazing up of zeal, blazing up of jealousy, to be angry, to burn, to be displeased, to be incensed, a sense of being grieved, being very wroth. So we have the name Harhaya, and then we have the Ya. Now note that the root idea of the word and the name Harhaya, it comes from the verb chara, and chara, that means to be kindled, to burn, to glow. The meaning of the word, the Hebrew word here, has become restricted in a sense to anger, chara, and charar, to anger. Primarily, the idea here is related to any burning ardor that fires one, or kindles to zeal or zealousy or even jealousy over anything whatsoever. Let's note that Harhaya was the father of Uziel. He was a goldsmith who helped to repair Jerusalem's wall in Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 8. So the name Harhaya, metaphysically is zeal, the sense of zeal. There is still, at this phase in man's unfoldment, there's a belief, a muna, admittance, be'elohim in Elohim, ha'elohim, as the El, the true good, the true God, the power of wrath, as one who takes vengeance in a personal way on those who sin, on who uck up, who commit chatat, an uckery against him. Now, truth students, students of truth, they understand and understand that all in harmony is the outworking. All in harmony is but the outworking of the divine, the divine laws, the divine Torah, direction, instruction in the lives and the liberty of those persons who do not think and act in harmony with HaTorah, with John's directions, instructions. So the truth students and the students of truth, they understand, and I understand that all in harmony is the outworking of the divine law, the divine Torah, in the lives and liberty of those persons who do not think and who do not act in harmony with HaTorah. It means much, enough for man, for humanity, to get entirely away from the thought that there is an anger side to Ha Elohim, Ha Elohim. Only a clear understanding that Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, is principle. Only a clear understanding comes at overstanding that Ha Elohim, Ha Elohim, the power, is principle. And not a person with an outer shape like man. A knowledge, a da'at, the knowledge, the gnosis, the scientia, the science of the great Torah, the great direction, instruction that continually works in the affairs of men, of humanity, will enable and empower one fully to realize and to recognize Ha'emet. Recognize and realize the truth. Now, here, this is the segue right here, in the study of fire right here, and the Gehenna, right, and Gehinnom connection here with hell. Here now, looking at the word transliterated, interpolated from Gehenna, Gehinnom. This is the Hebrew sense of what is called, quote, hell. So hell, right, in the marginal notes, in the AV, the authorized version, right, we have hell. Now, from the Koine, in the Koine Greek, there's the trans alliteration in the sense of Gehenna. In the Hebrew, it's Gehinnom, Geh, valley, Hinnom, of Hinnom. There's the region of lamentation, Gehenna, the place of purifying fires, place of defilement, right? Now, we have two parts of this in the Hebrew, Gai, valley, and Hinnom, lamentation. So we have the region or the place of lamentations, the place of groanings. Now, in the Koine Greek, one of the senses of the Hebrew Gehinnom is Hades, is what's known as the Hades. Hades. What does Hades mean? From the Koine Greek, Hades is not to be looked upon. The place, the region, be looked upon, not to be seen. The outer darkness is also referred to as the Hades. And we also have another connection with the hell matrix here, and that is the Sheol from the Hebrew, the Sheol. What is the Sheol? The Sheol is said to be a hollow, a cavernous, an empty, outer darkness, a place of unquenchable, consuming desires. This is often just one of the basic translations of the Sheol. Sheol, more properly, correctly, the underworld, the duat, some say the afterlife, the underworld, right? The Sheol, right? More on the Sheol, the Hebrew Sheol. The Hebrew Sheol, translated as grave, is translated as grave in 1 Samuel, Shemuel, chapter 2, verse 6. Sheol, in Numbers chapter 16, verse 30, is translated as pit. In Job chapter 11, verse 8, Sheol from the Hebrew is translated as hell. In the Brit Hayishana, in the Old Testament, the Hebrew scripture, right? The authorized version, in the New Testament, right? In the Brit Chadasha, we have Hades, and Gehenna. These are translated as hell. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 29, Gehenna or Gehinnom, this implies a place of fires, and a place of lamentation of Hinnom. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 22 and verse 29, also in the margin and so forth and so on, we find this. While Hades, and Sheol, they give the thought, they bring out a sense of the thought of the outer darkness. The sense of the thought of a place of consuming and unquenchable desires, a place of consuming, right, and unquenchable desires. So here for the metaphysics of hell, right, the connection here with the translations of Hades and getting to the root idea of the Hinnom, Hebraically, and of the Gehenna, one does not have to die, literally, in order to go to, quote, hell, any more than one has to die in order to go to, quote, heaven. Again, one does not have to die, literally, in order to go to hell. One does not have to die any more than one has to die to go to heaven. Point of principle here. Both are states, right? At their root, reality, essence, both are states of mind, states of mentality, states and conditions, terms and conditions that people experience as a direct outworking, of their own thoughts, beliefs, words, and acts and actions. So both the hell and the heaven, right, are states of mind, states and terms and conditions that people experience as a direct outworking of their own thoughts and beliefs and words and acts and actions. If one's mental processes are out of harmony with HaTorah, with the Torah, the direction and instruction of man's, of a human being's being, they result in trouble and sorrow. Mental as well as bodily anguish overtakes one. And this here is the condition termed hell. Now, there's the booklet, The Bible and Eternal Punishment by A.P. Barton. This gives the following definition. This particular book, The Bible and Eternal Punishment by A.P. Barton, it gives this definition, the following definition of the word, quote, hell, end quote. The English word hell is from the Saxon verb helan, which means to cover or to conceal. And intrinsically, it contains no idea of a place of torment, and never did smell of fire and brimstone in its Saxon home. So from the Saxon, since this is the English word hell, it's from the Saxon verb helan. Helan, as the Saxon verb, means to cover, to conceal. And its intrinsic idea contains no idea of a place of torment, and never did smell of fire and brimstone in its Saxon home. So that sense of hell here, symbolized in the Bible, is the Gehinnom, the Valley of Hinnom, a place outside of Jerusalem, where the city's refuse, garbage, filth, trash, dead carcasses of beasts and animals was burnt. This symbolizes the purifying fire, the purifying Eish Okalah, that consumes the dross, speaking in terms of metallurgical terms, the dross, right? The dross of the metal, the dross of man's character. So this hell, right? Sense of hell, this represents a corrective. So the true sense of hell, metaphysically speaking, metaphysically speaking, represents a corrective state of mind. When error has reached its limit, the retroactive Torah, the retroactive law, asserts itself, and judgment being part of that Torah, that direction, instruction, that law, it brings the penalty. And this penalty is called and termed as hell, quote, end quote, upon the transgressor. This penalty here is not so much punishment, but is discipline. The penalty initially is not so much punishment, but is chastisement or discipline. If the transgressor is repentant, has and does teshuva, a metanoia, a change of mind, thinks different. If the transgressor is repentant and shemoa, and obedient and obeys, he or she is forgiven. Thus, we have the connection here with the Aish, the fire, and also with the terminology of Hades, hell of fire, fire of hell. The so-called hell of fire is what's known as the hell of fire, spoken of in scripture. This is the purifying fire. This is the power of the spirit. So the hell of fire, spoken of in the scripts, is the purifying fire, the Eish Okala, or the power of HaRuach, of the irid of the spirit. Its purpose, what is the purpose of the hell of fire? Its purpose is the cleansing and the purification, this process known as the purification of man, the purification of humanity. But that's not all. Here we have to touch on Hinnom now. So we know that the term, the Hebrew term from the Valley of Hinnom, the expression Valley of Hinnom, Gehinnom, comes down to the Koine Greek interpolation of Gehenna. Then we have the terms of hell and Hades. But here getting to the roots, the HD, the Hebrew definition, the Hinnom. What is Hinnom? Hinnom is sorrow. Hebraically, is sorrow, is groaning. That is to say, the sorrow and the groaning of the afflicted. The affected and the afflicted, wailing. The wailing is the Hinnom, the wailing of the wailers, the sorrow, the groaning of the afflicted, of the affected, the adversely affected, the wailing. The lamentation is the Hinnom. Hinnom is the lamentation. Also the purifying fires. The purifying fires is the Hinnom. Now the Hinnom is the same place as Gehenna. Gehenna, Gehinnom. A valley south of Jerusalem, where the refuse, the garbage, the filth, the carcasses of the beasts, dead animals, the refuse, trash of the city of Jerusalem, of Jerusalem, was burnt in the place known as Gehenna, Gehinnom, the valley south of Jerusalem. Now the fires there were kept going continually. The fires in the place called Gehinnom, the valley of Hinnom, the place where the refuse, the trash, the garbage of the city was burned, the fires there were kept going, kept burning continually, itinually. Formerly, it was in this very valley, this very Gaia, right, this very valley, that some idolatrous kings of Israel, of Israel, celebrated the terrible, the awful religious rites of Molech. The rites and rituals of Molech was celebrated by some of the idolatrous kings of Israel. In that, their children, they sacrificed their children, and their children were burnt in the fire. Sacrifices. Later, this valley was used to burn refuse and filth, trash and garbage from Jerusalem, from Jerusalem. We get this in Joshua chapter 15, verse 8, 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 10, 2 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 3, 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verse 6. And this connection should be kept in mind, right, translatively speaking, with hell, the true sense of hell. Now, metaphysically speaking, the Hinnom, in the term Gehenna and Gehinnom, the purifying fires of the soul. Hinnom, the purifying fires of the soul, the sorrow, the lamentation, the wailing, the purifying fires of ha-nefesh, of the psyche, the suke, of the soul. Eloheinu is a consuming fire. Eloheinu is a consuming fire. Our power, our true good, our true God is a consuming fire. Ki Eloheinu eish okla hu, for our Elohim. Ki Eloheinu eish, fire, okla, a fire that eats, a eating fire. Eish okla hu, he. Ki Eloheinu eish okla hu. Hebrews chapter 12, epistle to the Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29. Also see, compare, contrast the other two places in the scripture where we have the three places, two in the Old Testament, one in the New, in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24. For Jehovah, Yahweh Eloheka, is Eish Okla, a consuming fire, and Ana, and in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 3, understand, therefore, this day that Yahweh Eloheka, he who goeth over before thee, is Eish Okla, a consuming fire. He shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down before thy face. So shalt thou drive them out, and destroy them quickly, as Yahweh Jehovah hath said to thee, to the eye. And the epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 29, where it reads, Ki Eloheinu eish okla hu, for our Elohim eish okla, consuming fire, hu he be. And when judgments or times of separation of the true from the false, so when judgments or times of separation of the true from the false takes place in our consciousness, where? Takes place in our consciousness, in our conscience, in our hearts, in our minds, in our consciousness, the error is utterly, is completely consumed, swallowed up, eaten up by the love and perfection and the truth of HaRuach, the truth of the Irid, of the Menfes, of the Spirit. There will be no cessation of these cleansing, purifying processes until there is no more refuse, no more trash, no more garbage to be burnt. Then this fire of Ha'elohim, of Ha'elohim, of the true good, the true God, the power, will express in I and I as eternal life, eternal liberty. Malachi, my angel, Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 to 3, where it reads, Behold, I send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord, whom ye y'all seek, will suddenly come to his temple, and the messenger of the covenant, whom y'all desire, behold, he cometh, saith Yahuwah, Sabaoth, Jehovah of hosts of armies, but who can abide the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. And he will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he will purify the sons of Lewi, the sons of Levi. Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. Again, it is written, even in Isaiah chapter 33, verses 14 to 16, who among us can dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us can dwell with the eating fire, the consuming fire, the Esh Okalah, the devouring fire? Who among us, among I and I, can dwell with everlasting eternal burnings? Not the wicked, but he that walketh, that trotteth righteously, and speaketh uprightly, who amongst us, amongst I and I, can dwell with the devouring fire? Who amongst I and I, who among us can dwell with everlasting eternal burnings? Not the wicked, not the ratchet, not the rasha, but, quote, he that walketh, that trotteth righteously, and he that speaketh uprightly, upright. Pachdu avil tzion achatayim, achza re'ada chenefi. Mi yagur lanu eisha okela, mi yagur lanu amokdei olam. Full of verse here from Yeshayahu, Isaiah 33, verse 14. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness have surprised the hypocrites. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Pachadu abit Zion achatayim, achaza re'ada chenefi. Trembling grips the godless. Fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites. Who amongst us, amongst I and I, shall dwell with the devouring, the eating fire, the eating flame? Mi yagur lanu eish okela? Mi yagor lanu, mi who yagor, to dwell, to sojourn, lanu, for us, of us, eish, fire, okela, with the devouring, the consuming fire. Who amongst us, amongst I and I, shall dwell with the everlasting, the eternal burnings? Mi yagor lanu, mokdei olam, with the mokdei olam, with the eternal burnings, the everlasting burnings. Holeka Zidakota Wedovera Misharima Moesa Beveta Ba Maeshakota Noera Kapav Mitamoka Bashada Ot Ema Aznoa Mishamoa Damim Vit Ot Ema Anava Mer Ota Bira. Full of verse here, Isaiah 33, verse 15. He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, of downpressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. Hear, first part of this verse right here. Who amongst us can dwell with devouring fire? Who amongst I and I can dwell with eternal burnings? Not the wicked, not the ratchet, but he that walketh righteously and speaketh upright. Holeka zedakota, we dovera me sharim. Holek, Sinagot, V'dover, V'dover, V'dover,
And said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven,
Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burning, they have no water. Fire, 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 fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, hopefully that point of reference will come in handy as we apply it. So we can test the metaphysical understanding right there with the text. But here, make it ride up, ride up.
When I say more, you say fire. More
fire.
More fire.
Yaman Rosh, what am I saying about this old God justice? Yaman Rosh,
well done, soul fans. I may be waiting for a long time. You have been waiting for it.
Why, perfect. Blessed. More fire. More fire.
That joy in my soul. I feel that joy within my soul. A burning flame without control. Whoa, I feel that joy within my soul. Whoa, one which all can control. Oh, in your cup sit up on the throne of fire. Babylon soon up be retire. Sit up on the throne of fire. Babylon, this is your Messiah. On fire. Babylon soon up be retire. On fire. Babylon soon up be retire. In your cup sit up on the throne of fire. 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 Babylon soon up here retire. Cup sit up on the throne of fire. Babylon soon up here retire. Sit up on the throne of fire. Babylon, this is your Messiah. Open the door and let the Holy One of Israel in. How could Babylon do such a virtuous thing? I feel that joy within my soul. A burning flame without control. Oh, I feel that joy within my soul. One which folk all can control. Babylon, open the door and let the Holy One of Israel in. Babylon, them open the door so they crown him kings of peace.
Thank you.
upon the throne of fire. Babylon soon up here retire. Oh, in your cup sit upon the throne of fire. Babylon soon up here retire. Sit upon the throne of fire. Babylon, this is your Messiah. Oh, in your cup sit upon the throne of fire. In your cup sit upon the throne.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
Yes, right out. We have today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Melchizedek. We have Psalm 76, today's daily psalm.
We have today's daily psalm,
Psalm 76. In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. There break he the arrows of the bow, the shield and the sword and the battle. Selah. Thou art more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted are spoiled, they have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse are cast into a dead sleep. Thou, even thou, art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth. Selah. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee. The remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. Vow and pay unto the Lord your God. Let all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is terrible to the kings of the earth. 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 Kings of the earth.
Little Batalawa, but big. Seemingly small psalm here. a song to his majesty, also themed the terrible God. Now it's interesting this word terrible. We see the word today as being bad, but yet in the older English it had a different sense, like awe, awesome, and awful. But here he's awe-inspiring. A song to his majesty, the awesome power, the awesome. Yes, I, the awesome one. But here on Yehuda, like to share this book right up with the Royal Amharic. What's the item saying? Right up the Royal Amharic, or what about Yehuda? Is it Yehuda or is it Yahuda? I know we say Yahuda, right, from our Western Gentile, and as we're still studying and growing in grace. But let's share this audio right here. Here's a little midrash, a little study here. Bringing out from Psalm 76 right here. Is it Yehuda? What does Yehuda mean? And what would Yehuda mean if it was really proper Hebrew? But hear this.
Shalom, Habarim, shalom. So here we have Mizmor, Psalm chant, Mizmor, Ein Vav, or some say Ein Vav. Modern Yehudi, modern Jews, when one says Ein Vav, but Ein Vav, Wawe, Ein Vav, today's daily psalm. Elohim, triumphant. The theme is Elohim triumphant, and today's daily psalm is a psalm that reads in the opening. Yes. Shalom, Habarim, shalom. So here we have Mizmor, psalm chant, Mizmor, Ein Vav, or some say Ein Vav. Modern Yehudi, modern Jews, when one says Ein Vav, but Ein Vav, Wawen, Ein Vav, today's daily psalm. Elohim triumphant. The theme is Elohim triumphant, and today's daily psalm is a psalm that reads in the opening word sound. In Yehuda. Some might say Yahuda. We're going to touch on what is the meaning of Yehuda. Why is Judah in Hebrew
properly pronounce Yehuda and not Yahuda, as coming from the Western Gentile, coming from out of Babylon, as many ones and ones begin to start to study the scripts and come across even the Jah name and the Yah in the scripture, Hallelujah, and the Yah name, and some of the speculations and reasonments and studies and assumptions of what the name or the enunciation of the Hashem is, there has been this custom practice or doing to say Yahuda. I sought to actually just do a vlog just on that right there, and perhaps that's something that we need to touch on just maybe after we get into some of the basics, getting some of the basics of today's daily psalm right here. Why is Yehuda? Because there's some other translations, transliterations, some of the Chabarim know about some of the other sites. I think we have them linked at the RastafariFoundation.org, as well as just points of reference outsource sites where ones and ones with the Talmudim, fellow disciples, the Tekhmet Zamorit, the Chabarim can also refer to, also points of reference for I and I as well. And in a few of them, they also kind of repoint the Hebrew, for example, in the name Yehuda to read Yahuda, right? And why properly, correctly, it is Yehuda. Now, is there a Yahuda, a Yahuda in that sense? Well, according to the Hebrew, the name Judah, Yehuda means celebrated, praised, praised. It's like the sense of saying someone is praised or someone is celebrated or celebrated praise. And it's because of the experience of the matriarch, Leah, who said, right, that now she shall praise Yahuwah, Jehovah, Yahuwah. She's going to praise because of the birth and corresponding with that birth of that fourth, her fourth Bane, her fourth Ben, the fourth son, Ban, and that fourth son, Yehuda, Yehuda, right? Praise, Yehuda, right? From the root, right? The Hebraic root of the Hoda, right? We have Yehuda from the Hebraic root of Hoda. So let's touch on this right here just briefly and hopefully be able to present a vlog where we can have a little bit more of the points of reference, you know, brought forward writ large, ones can look and see and also look up for themselves. So we have Yehuda, celebrated, Yehuda. We have the name spelled out in the English sometimes as J-E, J-E-H-U-D-A-H, J-E, for the yeh, yeh, or yeh, yeh, right? The yeh sound, the yeh sound. Now, some would debate whether it's the yeh or the yah, right? Because in their estimation, it is Jahuda. It's not Yehuda, right? Now, this points to the question of Hebrew, right, and true Hebrew, not just a selected word right here, but how this word right here, or this name, this noun, this name here is a part of Hebraic speech. This is a part of Hebraic speech. So we can't just lift one word or one name that within the speech, in the context of the language, made sense, not just as a name, but also as a word sound, as a part of speech. It must be consistent, right? It must be consistent. So there is a pointing. There are vowels, right? There are at least seven vowel sounds, right, within the Hebrew, primary vowel sounds. So there's a lot of wrong assumptions, right, coupled with some overzealousness and fanaticalness and zeal, right? So this one have a zeal, right? The Israelites have a zeal. The Israelites have a zeal for Elohim, for God, for the true good, but it's not according to knowledge. So getting the da'at, right? The da'at on the name of Yehuda. What is the knowledge of the name Yehuda? Why do we say Yehuda properly and not Yahuda? Now, for those who might have adopted the Yahuda or even as a name, so be it, right? So be it, but this is just for one's consideration, right? So Yehuda, Yehuda, the H-30-63. So the opening verse here in today's daily psalm, Noda'a, 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 Bihuda Elohim, Noda'a, Bihuda Elohim, B'Yisrael Gadol Shemo. And Judah and Yehuda is Elohim Noda'a. Noda'a is Elohim known. Noda'a. Noda'a from the Hebrew Yada'a. 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 To know. Noda'a. To be known. Noda'a. Bihuda Elohim. B'Yisrael Gadol Shemo. And Judah and Yehuda is Elohim known. B'Yisrael and Israel. B'Yisrael in Yisrael, Gadol Shemo, Gadol Shemo, great, Gadol, Gadol, great, big, important, Gadol Shemo, his name is great, his name is important, B'Yisrael, in Yisrael, in Israel. So here we have a declaration of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, his majesty, in the Kahal, the Kehilla, in the church, in the wilderness, as Kedus Estefano, St. Stephen in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, brought out right there, the church in the wilderness, right? That church, that Kahal, Wayakahel, the Kahal, the Kehilla, the called out to Kahal, to convocate, to call out, right? Being called out, the outcalling, Ekalio, Ecclesia. So Elohim's majesty, the declaration of Elohim's majesty in the church. We have this opening verse right here, which is Elohim's majesty to the chief musician, Lamnatzeach, to the overcomer, on Niginot, be Niginot, Mizmor Le'asaf Shir, a psalm, a Mizmor, a Shir, a song of Asaf, Le'asaf, of Asaf. In Judah, Elohim known, his name great in Yisrael, Noda'a, Bihuda, Elohim, Be Yisrael, Gadol, Shemo. Opening verse right here, proclaiming Elohim's victory, Elohim's salvation, Elohim's preservation, Elohim's victory, his victory in Zion, in Zion, his victory in Zion. So here, the opening verse, the psalmist in I depicts, give a word, sound, to picture Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, as a mighty warrior who downstroys Israel's enemies. Elohim, known, be Huda, in celebration, elaboration, in praise, as praise, in Judah, in being praised, in being Isis, in being celebrated. The name, Shemo, his name, Shemo, his Shem, right, the Shem, Shemo, his name. Here it stands in a metonymical kind of a sense for Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, his reputation, his rep, because of his name. So his name is great in Israel. This is a verse that many of Ionai's Rastafari, even in some of the previous and earlier days of many of Ionai tried, along with some of the, you know, other and fellow Israelites of the other camps, when we are declaring, weep not, behold, Moa Anbesa Zeim Negeda Yehuda. Weep not, behold, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, Gormawi Kamawi Haile Selassie, King of Kings of Ethiopia. When we declare the glory of his majesty, weep not, behold, many of the other Israelites, you know, they, Yahweh, you know, and it's about what they say it's about, but his name is still great amongst them. The emphasis amongst even other Israelites of the name of Yahweh, amongst the other Israelites is even brought out and even verified here in today's daily psalm in the B part of the verse, Be Yisrael Gadol Shemo. However, no da. Somebody say no wada. As we teach it to the youth, no da. He is known. He is yada means to know. Yada. Now the emphasis on that last ah, because the ayin, it's an ayin, like today's daily psalm is mizmor ayin. Some say it points as a word pick to the eye. One of the points of references, right, is to the ayin, is the eye. And the word sound in Hebrew for eye is ayin. So here you have ayin right here, right? So the no da'a at the end is an ayin. Now why is that significant? Because we have yad and yada. Yada, with a hey at the end. In other words, the yod, the y, the hey, and the dalet, right? Sleeker. The yod, the dalet, right, and the hey. The yod, the dalet, and the hey, or the y, the y, the dalet, the d, and the hey, h. So we have y, d, h. Yada means to stretch forth the hand. Yada. Now, the yad is the hand. Now, from a Western Gentile or from like an English-speaking ear, these two words sound virtually similar or even the same. Yada, and yada. But if it's enunciated correctly, yada, yada, and yada, 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 yada means to know. So in noda'a, in noda'a means known, noda'a, right? To ascertain by seeing. So to yada'a, yada, yada. So yada'a, 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 yada'a. Because yada, yada means to stretch forth the hand. To stretch forth the hand. One of the senses of stretching forth the hand means to stretch forth the hand in praise. To stretch forth the hand in praise. To stretch forth the hand in worship, right? In worship. And now this is the root, this is interesting, this is the root of Judah. This is the root of Judah in the Hebrew, or Yehuda. Yehuda. Noda'a. Be-yis. Right? Be-yis. I was about to say be-yisrael, but that's the second verse. The first verse is speaking about Judah. Noda'a. Be-huda. Second verse says be-yisrael. In Israel, Gadol Shemo, his name is great, but Elohim, the true good, the true God, no da'a, bi-huda, bi-huda, bi, or bi-yehuda, bi-yehuda. So in Yehuda, at the root of Judah, the H3063, is yada, the yada, yada. So we have the yada, Y-D-H, primary Hebraic lifts, or the Y, the Yod, the Yad, the Dalate, and the He. This is the verb right here. That means to use the hand. To use the hand is to yada. Yada, 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 similar to yada, 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 yada. So we have yada, and we have yada. Yada, the root of Yehuda, is to use the hand, to hold out the hand, to use, to hold out the hand. Physically, it can mean to throw at something, or to throw away from, throw something away, to throw a stone, to throw an arrow, in the sense of the yada. It's a throw by using the hand. So remember the root here, the yad is the hand, yada, yada, to use the yad, to use the hand, yada, right? In the third sense, it's to revere or to worship is to yada, to worship, with extended hands. Put your hands up, right, as Judah, the Yehuda, especially here in this north country, the so-called Negro, right? Yehuda, Judah, put your hands up, putting one's hands up, put your hands up. Even that sign there that many might know in the world flesh and the seclorum, like for party or celebration, get that, party or celebration, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands, you know what I mean? There we have this Hebraic, the underlying Hebrew sense of yada. But yada also, in its fourth sense of the word, can be to bemoan. Bemoan by wringing the hand, the traditional sign of mourning or some bemoaning of something. In fact, we've seen this a lot in some of the Nollywood and the African movies, traditional kind of village movies. Someone is bemoaning and they grab their hands and they're like kind of wringing. We call it wringing the hands. They're wringing the hands. That's also to yada. That's also a sign of yada. At the root of Yehuda. 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 But here's what's interesting is that Hebraically speaking, right, for the, we could say, receptive, the intuitive, the in the sense of the intelligent reader, receiver, there is an underlying rhyme and relationship. Even in this first verse here, the first proper verse was in KJV of the Hebrew, noda'a, noda'a bi-yehuda Elohim. In the noda'a from yada'a to know, yada'a, yada'a to know, and Yehuda from yada, yada, to use the hand, to hold out the hand, to extend the hand, to put your hands up, right, to worship, to reverence, noda'a, known, be Yehuda, and putting out your hands, putting up your hands in worship, in reverence, be Yehuda, in praise, right, in praise, in celebration, and adoration, Elohim, the true good, the true God, the Yisrael, in the man who sees the true good, the true El, the true God, in the Yashar, Yashar, Yisrael, Yashar, El, in the Sarah, right, the Sarah, Sarah, a prince, Sar, a Sar, a Sar, a prince, Yisar, Yashar, the prince with Elohim, as we get the interpretation in the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, that is called Bereshith in the Hebrew, the Sefer Bereshith, and known as Genesis, and known as Genesis. So even the underlying sense to the Hebrew hearer, to the Hebrew hearer whose ear is open, is the connection, right, the connection in the word sound between knowledge and that gnosis, right, that gnosis of Elohim, noda, from yada, to know, to ascertain by seeing, sight. This is used in a variety of senses, the sense of to know. There's a figurative sense of it. Learning to read the Hebrew sign language, the figurative sense, the Hebrew hieroglyphic, the word picture sense. There's the literal sense. There is the euphemistical sense. There's the inferential sense. This includes observation, tear, recognition, and there's also the causative, to cause to know, to cause to be known, in the sense of instruction, designation, you know, with the Shemo, the Hashem, the name. Also can have a sense of punishment, too, within that know and knowledge, right? That acquaintance, we have the acquaintance with. So the word to know, yada'a. Here in the Hebrew sense, we have the noda'a, the noda'a, to be known, noda'a, be Yehuda Elohim, be Yisrael gadol shemo, great is shemo, great is his name. So in Judah, so we made a connection with this verse here, Psalm 76, verse 1, and Revelation 5:5, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe, the Lion of the tribe of Yehuda, of Judah, Yehuda of praise, celebration, praise. So a little bit more on the Yehuda, why is it Yehuda and not Yahuda? So see, when some interpret that it's Yahuda, or in a sense misinterpret, they are putting the name Yah, right, within the name. It's almost like you're saying that Jah praises, that Jah himself, he who be Yah, that Yah he praises, that he is praising, in that sense, instead of the true sense of Yehuda or Judah, that he is praised. Yehuda is celebrated, that he is celebrated. This is why in the Baraka of the patriarch Yaakov, in the blessing of the father Jacob says what he says. He says, Judah, you are the one. Yehuda, you, brother, Judah, son, Judah, Yehuda, you are he whom your brethren are going to praise you. This is interesting because you hear a lot of religious folks or on this pseudo, this kind of Western Gentile sense, counterfeit Christian and religious, so-called religious sense of it, where some people say, well, I don't praise nobody but God. But the Hebrew sense is also that a one who does the will and seeks to do according to the will of he who he be, is praised. That one is to be praised, right? Even though that one in themselves may seek no praise, they must be aware of his ways that they are to be praised, and they can humble and receive that humbly and give all praise, right, to he who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. However, that is the sense here. So when one say that, well, I don't praise nobody but God or but Yah or Yahweh or but Jah, so forth and so on, or Christ, or as one would say, that is not a true sense. That is somewhat adulterated. Well, you think it's very much adulterated. Very much adulterated with a foreign mind. That's a foreign mind. So it's a foreign mind. It's from a foreign mind when you say, well, I don't praise nobody but God. Well, the true God is worthy of all the praise, but in the Hebrew and Hebraic sense concerning the name of Yehuda, if we go into the Baraka or the Barakot, the blessings of Judah that we find in Genesis chapter 49, as well as Deuteronomy 33, we will find the sense of Yehuda, Judah, especially in the first, right, in the first sense of the mother, the matriarch, Leah naming her fourth son, right, her fourth child, her fourth son, should we say, her fourth son. She says, now she will praise, because she will praise, she is naming her child, this fourth son, praised. He is praised. He is the one to receive the praise. Yaakov, the patriarch, Abinu Yaakov, he follows up on that and reinforces that sense in his word sound when he says to Yehuda, to Judah, that thou art he whom your brethren shall praise, and they shall bow, they shall worship. The same sense of the word to bow is to worship. They shall worship. Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Noda'a. Remember the sense of noda'a? Noda'a is to be known, and the Hebrew sense is also to ascertain by seeing, right? And the seeing there should be understood in the Hebrew sense of the two truths, both by the natural seeing, right? That natural seeing, seen right? And that psycho, the psycho-spiritual sight, we could say the third eye, that single eye sight, to be able to see it with the mind's eye sense of seeing, both to see it with the two eyes, right, the so-called the two holes, but also with that third eye, what was called the single eye, what Rabbeinu, I and I, Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, Black Lord and Savior Yeshua, Aha Moshiach, calls the single eye, right, to see, Noda'a, Noda'a, Be Yehuda Elohim, Be Yisrael Gadol Shemo, Gadol Shemo, great is his name. So on Judah, properly in the Hebrew is Yehuda, is Yehuda, Yehuda, and the proper meaning of Yehuda is praised, celebrated. Yehuda is praised, celebrated. Praised, celebrated is Judah, and the root of Yehuda is from the Hebrew Yadah, Yadah, or to extend it so one can hear the fullness of the sound, Yadaha, Yadaha, Yadah, 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 which means to use the hand, to use the yad, to hold out the hand, to hold out the yad, to throw at or throw away by using the yad, the hand, to throw a stone, to throw an arrow, yadah, to revere, to reverence, to worship with extended yad, right? The yadim, extended hands, also in an intensive sense to bemoan, to wring the hands. This word is translated often in the KJV as to cast something out, also from yadah, to confess. To confess, vidui, right, vidui, to confess. This is interesting, the word confess, if you read it Hebraically and understand the translations, it could be to praise. Some might misread it in one of the senses or in the wrong context, that means to praise, but it actually means to confess, right, stretch forth the hand, like if somebody's pleading with someone, you see a person pleading with another person, and they'll put out their hand with their palms will be up. Or as they're speaking to somebody, to plead with them. I'm beseeching you. I'm pleading with you. They are holding out, right, the hand. Or they're confessing something. I want to confess. You see, I really didn't really mean to such a, and they're stretching out the hand. Confession. So the sense of confessing that we find even in HaTorah, in many areas of HaTorah, and many areas of the Brit Shana and other areas of the scriptures, we have the stretching forth of the hands to praise. So yada, to confess. Yada, to praise. Yada, to shoot. To shoot is to yada, to shoot. To shoot a stone, to shoot an arrow, to shoot at is to yada. To thank, yada. From yada, we get the other form from the Hebraic root of toda, or some Israelites will say tawada, tawada. And now tawada can be taught to basically teach the youth. These are the letters. It's the tav, tau, right? It's the wow, right? It's the dalet, right? The dalet, right? And then we have the hey. Right, we have the hey, tawada, toda, toda, right, toda. But now as we grow, right, the more, when the more teaches us, tewadaha, tewada, right, as the more teaches us. As we grow, right, in Rabbeinu, we know that it's toda, tawada, 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 toda, right? That's what we call most of the Lashon Kadosh that ones and ones refer to as, like baby Hebrew. That's basic teaching of the basic glyphs, the basic sound of the basic glyphs, tawada, toda. So we have toda, toda is thanks. Odeka, Odeka, I will thank the I. Odeka Yehovah, I will thank the I. O Jehovah. Thank, being thankful, also the sense of thanksgiving, also the sense of the offering. There's the offering. There's the sacrifice, the zebach. There's a sacrifice of toda, the sacrifice of tawada, of toda, the sacrifice of praise from that root of yada, 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 yada there is praise. Yada, yada. Now, when we have the sense of the verb, the other word that sounds similar to yada is yada, 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 which means to know. So this kind of a rhyme of similar word sound here, bringing out the sense of noda'a, bihuda, Elohim. Now, the context of today's daily psalm, Psalm 76, here as we get into the first verses, right, the first verses of today's daily psalm, a praise of Elohim after his judgment, has gone forward, after his judgment has gone forth. So there's a couple of key words here at the opening, the intro. We have Yehuda. We start to emphasize right here Yehuda, right, Yehuda. And the superscription, Lamnatzeach, to the chief musician, to the presenter, to the musical director. La menatzeach, to the overcomer, la menatzeach, to ha menatzeach,
to the one who netzach, 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 to the one who overcomes. Lanatzayach, be neginot, binginot, the neginot, be neginot, be neginot, binginot, upon stringed instruments, upon the harps. So here the Rhema, Rastafari, the Rhema sense. Right, we say bingi, the nigi note. Bingi is almost like a short way of saying the nigi note, being on the nigi note, being on string music. Be nigi note. Lanatziach, be nigi note. Mizmor le'asafa shir. So we have nigi note, string music. We have this in the title here of today's daily psalm, Mizmor ayin wow, ayin vav, ayin wow. We have it in Psalm 4, superscription 4 and 1, Psalm 54 and 1. We have Psalm 61. And one, we have Psalm 67 and one. A psalm. This psalm is entitled in the Septuagint, in the LXX, right? Followed by the Vulgate, the Latin, and by Apollinaris or Apollinarius, right? Followed there as an ode against, an ode against the Assyrian, an ode against the Assyrian in the LXX, or pros ton Assyrion. Pros ton Assyrion in the Septuagint, the Koine Greek, right? We have pros ton Assyrion, an ode, right, against a shir pros ton Assyrion, an ode against the Assyrian. And it was considered by many of the best commentators that have been composed, some say by Asaph after the defeat of Sennacherib. So this is a lit Asaph, and of Asaph, a for Asaph. Now, the sense of in Judah, as we have emphasized here, the sense of in Yehuda, in Judah, be Yehuda, be Yehuda, in Judah. We have this also in other Psalms. Take note, take note, take note. In Psalm 48, verses 1 to 3, the sense of in Yehuda, in celebrated, in praised. Psalm 147 and 19, Psalm 147, verse 20, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 7, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 8. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 34 to 36, we have the sense of Behuda in Judah. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 17, verse 23. In Romans, the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 2, verses 17 to verse 29, as well as Romans chapter 3, verses 1 and verse 2. His, right, his. Whose name? His name, Shemo. His name, the Hashem, is Shemo, his name. We have this brought out in Psalms 98 and 2, 98 and 3, Psalm 148 and 13, verse 14, 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 10 to 12, 2 Chronicles chapter 2, verses 5, verse 6, Daniel chapter 3, verse 29, Daniel chapter 4, verse 1, and Daniel chapter 4, verse 2. Just to bring out some of these points of reference for those who seek to study and get into a little more of the details. Very interesting, this word sound here, right? This word is the opening word right here. It lays the foundation, but it also gives a revelation and affirmation of a principle truth that in praises, in celebration, in Isis, in praises. So the sense of Yehuda is Isis, praise. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Who is the he that his brethren shall praise? Right, shall praise their brother. Yehuda shall praise Judah as I, Rastafari's new name, right, the living name, the true name. Praise he who he be, his divine majesty, Gormawi Karmawi Haile Selassie. The conquering line of the tribe of Yehuda, of Judah, Noda'a bi Yehuda Elohim, bi Yisrael gadol Shemo, 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 gadol Shemo,
gadol Shemo,
the whole praises is due
for Kadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem Baruch Hashem Baruch Hashem Baruch Hashem.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Thank you.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
Yes. Calling those in the Blog Talk live stream. Got like 17 minutes in the Blog Talk live stream. The first 2 hours live stream on the Blog Talk. Also live streaming on some other platforms as well. In case the sound, sometimes because of technology, the sound might come off across a little bit strange or something like that, you know, refresh on the YouTube, refresh the page, hopefully, refresh the page on the app, like close it out and just go in the app again, you know, while we are transmitting right now on the different platforms. Some of that's the technology, you know, some of it's I and I learning this technology as well. So, you know, give thanks, you know, for the web mistress and also the technicians here, LOJ Society of His Majesty. Going to ride up with the Royal Amharic, coming forward, the Royal Amharic of today's daily psalm. And also in the Royal Amharic, seeing that the names, interestingly enough, we find that the names, the transliteration of the names, the Hebrew names, how they line up with the so-called Masoretic. It's right and accurate in the majority, I would say 90 percentile range, you know, the Hebrew and the Royal Amharic from the Metzaf Kedus and Book of the Seven Seals, from the Revised Authorized Bible of His Majesty Kedemala HaSfasi, Revelation 5 and 5. So here. Yes,
call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full now. Now, call in.
LOJ, the LOJ Lion of Judah Society. Check out LOJS.org. So here, going to ride up the Royal Amharic. And then the Royal Amharic is Yehuda. It's Yehuda as well. Just a little note on that right there. So let's ride up, climbing Jacob's ladder. Yes, sir.
When I go look back, but here this week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, Mr. Week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, Mr. Week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, Mr. Soldiers of the Cross.
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Memegashme, Ethiopia Menosh, you know? But we want the next verse with Amharic. We want the next verse with Amharic.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
It's on Amharic verses right here, and also the interest in the Hebrew, the bingi note, b-nigi note, and that there referring to the strings and how we call the drums, the harps, mystic, yes, I, Rastafari revelation. Here, kings of the earth, here, Dom, here, for today's daily song.
مزمور 75 بقنف 76 لمزمران علقا ببغناوت سلا عصراويان ياصافي مسغانا مزمور اغزابير بيهودا تاوقا تمم باسرائيل لاي تالاقا سراو بساليم ماداريون بصيون نو بزيام يقسن هاي ጋሻን ሰይፍን ሰልፍንም ሰበረ በዚያም ቀንዶችን ሰበረ አንተ በዘላለም ተራሮች ሆነህ በድንቅ አበራለህ ልበ ሰነፎች ሁሉ ደነገጡ እንቅልፋቸውንም አንቀላፉ ባለጠጎች ሁሉ በእነርሱ እጅ ምንም አላገኙ ያዕቆብ አምላክ ሆይ ከተግሣጽህ የተነሳ ፈረሰኞች ሁሉ አንቀላፉ አንተ ግን አንተ ግሩም ነህ ቁጣህን ማን ይቃወማል ፍርድህን ከሰማይ አሰማል ምድር ፈራች ዝምም አለች ልቤ ውሃን ያድን ዘንድ እግዚአብሔር ለፍርድ በተነሳ ጊዜ ከህሊናቸው ትርፍም በዓልህን ያደርጋሉ
ለአምላካችን ለእግዚአብሔር ስዕለትን ከፈሉ በዙሪያው ያሉ ሁሉ እጅ መንሻ ለሚያስፈራው ያገባሉ በዙሪያው ያሉ ሁሉ እጅ መንሻን ለሚያስፈራው ያገባሉ የመኳንንት ነፍስ ያወጣል በምድርም ነገስታት ዘንድ ያስፈራል
Psalm 76. In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. There brake he the arrows of the bow, the shield and the sword and the battle axe. Selah. Thou art more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted are spoiled. They have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. As I rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse are cast into a dead sleep. Thou, even thou, art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth. See thou. Surely the wrath of men shall praise thee. The remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. Vow and pay unto the Lord your God. Let all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is terrible to the kings of the earth. 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 Kings of the earth.
Kadamawi. Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is due
Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God.
Mazmur 75 በቅንፍ 76 ለመዘምራን አለቃ በበገናዎች ስለ አሶራውያን የአሳፍ የምስጋና መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር በይሁዳ ታወቀ ስሙም በእስራኤል ላይ ታላቅ ነው ሥራው በሳሌም ማደሪያውም በጽዮን ነው በዚያም የቀስትን ኃይል ጋሻን ሰይፍን ሰልፍንም ሰበረ በዚያም ቀንዶችን ሰበረ አንተ በዘላለም ተራሮች ሆነህ በድንቅ ታበራለህ ልበ ሰነፎች ሁሉ ደነገጡ እንቅልፋቸውንም አንቀላፉ ባለጠጎች ሁሉ በእነርሱ እጅ ምንም አላገኙ ያዕቆብ አምላክ ሆይ ከተግሣጽህ የተነሳ ፈረሰኞች ሁሉ አንቀላፉ አንተ ግን አንተ ግሩም ነህ ቁጣህን ማን ይቃወማል? ፍርድህን ከሰማይ አሰማ። ምድር ፈራች ዝምም አለች። ልቤ ውሃን ያድን ዘንድ እግዚአብሔር ለፍርድ በተነሳ ጊዜ ከህሊናቸው ትርፍም በዓልህን ያደርጋሉ። ለአምላካችን ለእግዚአብሔር ስዕለትን ከፈሉ። በዙሪያው ያሉ ሁሉ እጅ መንሻን ለሚያስፈራው ያገባሉ። በዙሪያው ያሉ ሁሉ እጅ መንሻን ለሚያስፈራው ያገባሉ የመኳንንት ነፍስ ያወጣል በምድርም ነገስታት ዘንድ ያስፈራል
Terrible to the kings of the earth. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice evening sacrifice evening sacrifice Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice 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 Let my prayer be set let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice evening sacrifice evening sacrifice evening sacrifice evening sacrifice
Here, 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 the Amharic right here. For those listening, still on the blog talk, you got about 8 minutes, but we also live streaming on Rastafari Jews on YouTube, on the Rastafari students and also on the Facebook Ethiopian World. Yes, I, Rastafari. Here, the Royal Amharic verse by verse.
Canine Stalin, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the Order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, Ramawi Kamawi Haile Selassie, here in the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzav Kedus, and in the Mezmor Dawit, we have Mezmor Sabah Sidist. Sabah Sidist, 76. Gormau Le Miyas Farao Amlak Yekarava Kene. Composition of poem. Present it. The amazing, the awesome. Right? The awesome. For the amazing and the fearsome, the dreadful source. A composition composed. This psalm is a companion and sequel to the preceding Psalm 75. It arose out of the same circumstances. The theme is common in the Psalter, the Mezmor Dawit, the defeat. The theme is a common theme in the Psalter, in the Sefer Tehillim, Hebraically here in the Mezmor Dawit, the Psalms of Dawit, of David. And that theme is the defeat of Yisrael's foes and enemies. It's a glorification of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, Egeziav, Yehaz, the sustainer of the good, the generous, open-handed Father's name. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Mezmor Sabah Sidist, Sabah Sidist, Psalm 76. I hear the superscription. Lemezemrana leka be beginawoch sila asorawiyan ye asaf ye miskana mezmor. Lemezemrana leka. To the chief musician, the beginawoch, on the harps, lam natseyach, bi neginot, mizmor, li asafa shir. For the leader, the chief musician, with string music upon the harps, the beginawoch, sila asorawiyan, concerning the Assyrians, asaf, yeah, miskana, of praise, of thanks and praise, Yemiskana Mezmor, a chant, an intonation, a vocal intonation, Isis, of praise, of Asaf, concerning the Assyrians upon the harp to the chief musician. Kuter An, verse 1. Ekziavi herbe Yehuda Tawak, Simuma be Israel Talakno, in Judah, in Yehuda, is Egeziav Yeher, the sustainer of the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father known. Egeziav Yeher, Be Yehuda, Tawak, Simum, and his name, Simum, and his name, Be Israel, in Israel, Be Israel, and the man who sees the true good, the true God, Be Israel, Talakno, is great, is important, in Yisrael, and to the man who sees the true good, the true God, Kutar Hulet, Sifrawa be Salem, Adaryawim be Siono, in Salem also is his tabernacle, Sifrau, Bamarinya we have Sifrau, his space, his place, his cipher, Sifrau be Salem, in Salem. Salem is an interesting word, Hebraically speaking. Some say it's an older form of Jerusalem, the city of peace. It has a dual meaning and sense here, right? Peace with Ha Elohim and peace with man, Sifrau Besalem, his cipher, his place in Salem, in Jerusalem, that four-square peace, the true cross, peace with Egziavihar, peace with man, Sifrau Besalem, Maderia, Wimbet, Siono, and his dwelling place, Maderia, his dwelling place, Maderiawum, Bet Siono, in Sion it is, and his dwelling place in Zion. Kutar Sos, verse 3. Beziyama yek estin hail gashana seifin salifnima sebre. Beziyama kendochina sebre. Beziyam and there. Yek estin hail. There break he the arrows of the bow, Bamarinya. Beziyam and there yek estin hail, the power, the hail of the bow, Gashan Seifin, Salfnima Sabre, Gashan, Gashan, the shield. Seifin, Seif, sword. Seifin, the sword. And the battle. And the battle, Selah. Gashana, Seifina, Selfinima, Sabre, Beziamak, and Dochina, Sabre. Interesting the read that we have here in the Metzav Kedus, in the Book of the Seven Seals, for this verse right here, this third verse. Then here we have another diversion from the ancient, right, from the ancient reading of today's daily psalm, Psalm 76. There he broke the might of the bows, the shield, and the broad sword, and war. Salif, salif, salifnim, sabra, sabra, he broke it. Beziam, and there, kendochinna, sabra, and there, the horns, the kendoch, kendochin, kendochin, sabra, beziam, kendochin, sabra, and there he broke the horns. Selah. Pause. Kutar Arat, verse 4. Ante, bezalalem taro chahone, bedink tabrale. Thou, the eye, art more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. Ante, the eye, speaking to he who be, who he be, directly. Ante, bezalalem taro chahone. By way of the eternal mountains, I be bedink tabrale, bedink. In amazing, wonderful, amazing, bedink, bedink, tabrale, tabrale. The eye shines, the eye shines forth, tabrale, tabrale, amazing, amazingly, amazingly. Give light, you wonderfully, from mountains, the eternal, you give light, tabrale, bedink. Amazingly, wonderfully, tabrale, the eye gives light, the eye shines, you give light, the eye, ante, ante, wonderfully, from the eternal mountains, the eye gives light. Kutel Amis, verse 5, Libe senefocha hulu de negatu, inak lifachu neman kalafu, balet egocha hulu benersu ija minim alagenyu. Minim alagenyum. The stout-hearted are spoiled. They have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. Libe, the heart of senefoch, senefoch, the fools, the spiritually ritually lazy, senefoch, libe senefoch, libe senefoch, hulu de negatu, de negatu, de negatu. They are in a mental state of shock. The hearts, the minds of the foolish, the spiritually lazy, all of them are in a mental state of shock. They have slept their sleep. In Kalifachuanim, an Kalafu. They have slept their sleep. In Kalifachuanim, an Kalafu. Baletegoch, hulu, venersu, itch, a minimal agenu. And no one of the men of might, Here we have Baletegoch, those who have riches, the rich. Those who are rich, those who possess riches, all of the ones who possess riches, balat egoch hulu benersu ich in their hand, benersu ich in their hand, minimalagenyum. Nothing have they found, and none of the men of might in the sense of wealth and power, none of the men of might, of wealth and power have found their hands, in their hands, minimalagenyum. Libe senefoch hulu de negatu in kalifachu nem an kalafu balatego chohulu benersu ija minimalagenu. Kutar Sidis, verse 6. Ye yaiko bamlakoi kategasa tsihi yatenesa fares senyo chulu an kalafu. At thy rebuke, O source of Yaiko, ye Yaiko amlakoi, ye Yaiko amlakoi, O source, O God of Jacob. Both the chariot and horse are cast into a deep sleep. Due to your rebuke. Feresenyoch hulu an kelafu feresenyoch. Feresenyoch, here we have the sense of the chariot and the chariotiers, all of them, Feresenyoch, the chariot and the horse, hulu, all of them, ankelafu, are sleep, cast into a deep sleep. Kutar Sebat, verse 7. Antegin, አንተ ግሩም ነህ ቁጣህን ማን ይቃወማል ማን ይቃወማል Thou, the I, ante, speaking to he who be, we be directly, ante, ante, the I, ante gin, however the I, but the I, ante gin, ante the I, groom, 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 wonderful, majestic, majestic, garmawi, groom, garmawi, hoy, ante groom, the I are to be reverence, and KJV says, thou, even thou, are to be feared. Bamarinya, ante gin, ante grumne, but the I, male, ante grumne, the I art majestic, ante grumne, kutahin, and the I anger, kutahin, mana yikawamal, yikawamal, to stand, he to stand, man, who is he to stand, who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry, kuta cement. Verse 9. Firdina kasamai asimah midara farach zimimalech. Thou discourse judgment. Fird, firda kasamai asimah, asimah, asimah. Thou discourse judgment to be heard kasamai from heaven. Firdina kasamai asimah midara farach. The earth she feared. Midr farach, farach. She, the earth, feared, zimimalech, zimimalech, and was still, and was zim, and was quiet, zim, zimimalech, kutar zetain, verse 9. Libe ye wahanina yadin zen, egziyavihir lefurda yet betanesagize. Libe ye wahanin yadin zen. Egziyavihar le furda betanesagize when Egziyavihar, sustaining the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father, arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth. Selah, pause. Libe yewahanin, all the innocent in heart, hard to call. Libe yewahanin, yadin zen, yadin, yadin, to save. Yadin zen, to save all the upright of heart. Libe yewahanin, yadin zen, egeziyavihar, sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father. Le furd betanesagize, for judgment in the time, betanesagize, in the time that he arose. Kuta Asa, verse 10. So, Befekadu, Ya Mesugin Halina, Kahilina Choa Tarfima, Be Alhina Yadargalu. Surely, the wrath of man shall praise thee, I. The remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. So, man, befekadu, befekadu, by his will, in his will, man, in his will, yamesagin halina, will praise, will give misgana to the eye, male. So, befekadu, yamesagin halina, kahilina choa tarfima, bealhina yadargalu. Interesting to read that we have here, right, in this particular verse right here, just looking at the Septuagint as we compare and contrast right here. For the inner thought, the will of man, shall make acknowledgement, miskana, praise to the eye. And what is left of the inner thought shall keep a feast, shall keep a feast to the eye. So, befekadu, yamesagin halina. Kahilinacho tarfin be'alhinna yadargalu. Kahilinacho, helina, the helina, the inner thought, the conscience, some say, the helina. Kahilinacho, the inner thought, tarfin, and the remainder of the inner thought, and from the remainder of the inner thought, kahilinacho tarfin be'alhinna yadargalu, shall keep a feast to the eye. Uter Asra Asraan, verse 11. Lam la kachin le gziavi her sitil letina kafelu. Bezriao yalu luija menshana lemiasferau ya gabalu. Vow, vow. And pay to the Lord your God, lam la kachin, to our source, let gziavi her, the sustainer, to the good, the generous, open handed Father. Sitilet, sitilet, the vow, sitiletina kafelu, kafelu, kafelu. Pay the vow. Pay the vow. Let Amlakachin to our source. Let Egziaria to sustain her. Siletina Kefelu. Bezriyao Yalu Luijimenshana Lemiyasarawa Yagabalu. Let all that be round about him bring presence to him that ought to be feared, that ought to be respected, that ought to be reverence. Lemias Farao Yagabalu Kutal Asra Hulet, verse 12. Ye mekwanintina nessa yawatal. The midrima negestata zen yasafaral. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is terrible, awesome, awful to the kings of the earth. Ye mekwanintin nessa yawatal. Ye mekwanint. This is the same word we have for it says, princes shall come out of Egypt. Ye mekwanintin the nes, the soul, the psyche of princes, of mekonins, mekwanint, yawatal, going forward. Bemidrimma, and in the earth, and negestata zen, and through the kings of the earth. To the kings of the earth, Yas Faral. To the kings of the earth, he is terrible. He causes reverence, respect. He is terrible to the kings of the earth.
Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth.
Padamawi. Padamawi. Inflatia.
The home places do what?
መዝሙር 75 በቅንፍ 76 ለመዘምራን አለቃ በበገናዎች ስለ አሶራውያን የአሳፍ የምስጋና መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር በይሁዳ ታወቀ ስሙም በእስራኤል ላይ ታላቅ ነው ሥራው በሳሌም ማደሪያውም በጽዮን ነው በዚያም የቀስትን ኃይል ጋሻን ሰይፍን ሰልፍንም ሰበረ በዚያም ቀንዶችን ሰበረ አንተ በዘላለም ተራሮች ሆነህ በድንቅ ታበራለህ ልበ ሰነፎች ሁሉ ደነገጡ እንቅልፋቸውንም አንቀላፉ ባለጠጎች ሁሉ በእነርሱ እጅ ምንም አላገኙ ያዕቆብ አምላክ ሆይ ከተግሣጽህ የተነሳ ፈረሰኞች ሁሉ አንቀላፉ አንተ ግን አንተ ግሩም ነህ ቁጣህን ማን ይቃወማል ፍርድህን ከሰማይ አሰማ ምድር ፈራች ዝምም አለች ልቤ ውሃን ያድን ዘንድ እግዚአብሔር ለፍርድ በተነሳ ጊዜ ከህሊናቸው ትርፍም በዓልህን ያደርጋሉ ለአምላካችን ለእግዚአብሔር ስዕለትን ከፈሉ በዙሪያው ያሉ ሁሉ እጅ መንሻን ለሚያስፈራው ያገባሉ በዙሪያው ያሉ ሁሉ እጅ መንሻን ለሚያስፈራው ያገባሉ የመኳንንትን ነፍስ ያወጣል በምድርም ነገስታት ዘንድ ያስፈራል
Elect up to light up this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering tongue, lips and stammering lips.
מזמור עין וב למנצח בנגינות מזמור לאסף שיר נודע ביהודה אלוהים וישראל גדול שמו, ויהי ושלם סוכו, ומעונתו וציון. שמה שיבר ריש וקשת, מגן וחרם ומלחמה סלע. נאור אתה אדיר, מהררי טרף, אשתוללו אבירי לב, נמו שנתם, ולא מצאו כל אנשי חיל ידיהם. מגערתך אלוהי יעקב, נרדם ורכב וסוס. אתה נורא אתה, ומי יעמוד לפניך מאז אפיך? משמיים השמעת דין, ארץ יראה ושקעת. תקום למשפט אלוהים, להושיע כל עם וארץ סלע. כי חמת אדם תודקה, שארית חמות תחגור. נדרו ושלמו לאדוני אלוהיכם כל סביביו, יובילו שי למורה, יבצור רוח נגידים, נורא למלכי ארץ.
Psalm 76. In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. There break he the arrows of the bow, the shield and the sword in the battle. Selah. Thou art more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted are spoiled. They have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse are cast into a dead sleep. Thou, even thou, art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth. Selah. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee. The remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. Vow and pay unto the Lord your God, and all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is terrible to the kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth.
Hear Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias, Tzedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Karmali, Karmali, Haile Selassie, Isin Negev, Ethiopia, Moa Anbesa, Zain Negev, Yehuda. So here. A Midrash, Psalm Midrash.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.
Mizmor Ein Wow. Mizmor Ein Wav. Mizmor Ein Wow. Lam Natsayach. Mizmor Ein Wow. Mizmor Ein Wav. Mizmor Ein Wow. Lam Natsayach. Be in Ginnot. Mizmor Le Asaf Shir. Noda'ah. Be Yehuda Elohim. Be Yisrael Gadol Shemo. Vayehi Ve Ashalem Asuko. Ua me onato ve zion shama shibara rishfek ashet magen ve chareb u milchama sela. Here shema Yisrael. Here Gevil Yisrael. Today's daily psalm is more ein wow ein vav ein wow psalm LXX. VI psalm 76 for the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer. La menatziach be niginot. Upon negid notes, upon string music, string instruments, upon the harps, be negid notes, a mizmor, a chant, an intonation, le asaf, of asaf, shir, a song, an ode, As we have mentioned right here, today's daily psalm is Elohim, the true good, the true God, triumphant, the victorious power of the El, Ha'el, the true good, the true God of Ya'akov, of Jacob. For the chief musician on string instruments, B-N-G-Note on the Nigi notes, on the Bingi notes, a Mizmor Le'asaf Shir, a psalm, a chant, a Mizmor, a psalm, a chant of Asaf, Shir, a song. Now, in the Septuagint, Aistotelos and Hymnois, Psalmos, To Asaf, Ode, Pros, Ton, Asirion, to the director, Aistotelos, to the director, Lamnatziach, Lamnatziach, in the Hebrew, the Menatziach, the overcomer, Ha-Menatziach, the overcomer, the one who netzach, the one who gains victory, overcoming, Natzach, Lamnatziach, for the chief musician, the overcomer, Be Nagi Note, and hymnos among the hymns, and hymnos, psalmos, to Asaf, a psalm, a mizmor, a chant of Asaf, ode is a shir, a song. So we have mizmor, a song, psalm, P-S-A-L-M, a psalm, a chant, more correctly, a chant, an intonation, as well as a shir, a song, pros ton Asirion, to the Assyrians, or concerning the Assyrians, concerning the Assyrians. So here, getting an overview of today's daily psalm right here, praise of Elohim after his judgment has gone forth. No psalm, no mizmor, no chant has a greater right to follow Psalm 75, verses 1 to 10. So we have Psalm 75, verses 1 to 10. And this psalm, Psalm 76, follows Psalms 75, verses 1 to 10. And no psalm, no chant, no mizmor has a greater right to follow Psalm 75, verses 1 to 10 than this psalm. Psalm 75, verses 1 to 10. For the leader, the chief musician, Al Tashchait, do not destroy Mizmor L'Asaf Shir, a psalm, a chant of Asaf, a shir. Hodinu L'Ka Elohim, Hodinu, we, I and I, give Hoda, give thanks, give praise, give Isis, L'Ka to the I, Ka to the I, male, Elohim, Hodinu, we give thanks, Wikarov, Shemeka, Siparu Nifal Oteka, and thy name is near. Wikarov Shemeka. Siparu Nifal Oteka. Men tell of thy wondrous works. When I take the appointed time, I myself will judge with equity. When the earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved, I myself establish the pillars of it. Selah. Pause. I say to the arrogant, deal not arrogantly, and to the wicked, to the ratchet, lift not up. Don't lift up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not insolence with a haughty neck. For neither from the east nor from the west, nor yet from the wilderness, cometh lifting up. For Elohim is judge, ki Elohim shofet. He putteth down one and lifteth up another. For in the hand of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, there is a cup, there is a chalice, with foaming wine full of mixture. He poureth out of the same, surely the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth, of the earthly plain, shall drain them and drink them. But as for I, Wahani, as for I will declare forever, Agid Le'olam, I will sing praises, Isis, to the Elohim of Ya'akov. Izamra Le'lohei Ya'akov, I will sing Isis. So today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ayin Wow, Psalm 76, has that right to follow Psalm 75, these verses 1 to 10. This is inscribed as to the presenter, with accompaniment of stringed instruments, with the accompaniment of the harps. Lamnatziach b'niginot, a psalm of Asaf, a song, Mizmor L'Asaf Shir. Similar expressions, Elohei Ya'ikob. We have this in Psalm 75. Psalm 75 at verse 9 in the KJV, just to make that clarification there. If one to look at the KJV, one would find the verse that reads, "But I will declare forever for Iva. I will sing praises, Isis, to the Elohei Ya'ikob, to the Elohim of Jacob." So the expression that Elohim, the God of Jacob, Elohei Ya'ikob. We have this in Psalm 75, Hebraically verse 10. We have that as verse 9 in the KJV, Psalm 76, today's daily psalm. Psalm 76 at verse 7. Verse 7, which would be verse 6 in the KJV. At thy rebuke, O Elohim of Ya'ikob. At thy rebuke, Nia ga'erateka Elohei Ya'ikob. They are cast into a dead sleep. The riders also, and the horses. So the expression of the Elohei Ya'ikob, the Elohim of Ya'ikob. We also have the expressions of saints and the wicked of the earth in both of these psalms. Today's daily psalm, 76, as well as the preceding psalm, 75. In Psalm 75, Hebraically verse 9, KJV verse 8. In Psalm 76, today's daily psalm, in the Hebrew verse 10. In the English KJV verse 9. And the same impression throughout speak in favor of the unity, the unity, the oneness of the authorship. In other respects, or respectfully speaking too, these two psalms form a pair. Psalm 75, verses 1 to 10, which would basically be in the Hebrew, you know, the Hebrew would be the whole psalm, but just zooming in, right, on these key verses. Psalm 75, the first 10 verses, it prepares the way for the divine, the divine deed of judgment as being imminent, ever, ever, ever ready. That, Psalm 76, verses 1 to 12, the first 12 verses, celebrates, praises, Isis as having taken place. So here we have that Hebraic, the prophetic of the Hebrew, calling something that has not come to pass as though it has already, right, been, right, calling those things which be not as though they were. For it is hardly possible for there to be a psalm, a mizmor, the contents of that so exactly coincide with an historical situation of which of that more is known from other sources as the contents of this psalm. This psalm is confessedly, according to the LXX, the Septuagint, pros ton Assyrion, concerning, the Assyrians, and orde pros ton Assyrion. This here, right, the overthrow of the army of Assyria before Yerushalayim and its result. The Psalter, which is the Hebrew book of Psalms, the Sefer Tehillim, it contains very similar psalms that refer to a similar event which occurred in the reign of Jehoshaphat, to the defeat at that time of the allied neighboring peoples, where the neighboring peoples had allied themselves by a mutual massacre that was predicted by the Asaphite. There was the Asaphite Jahaziah. The Asaphites of Asaph and of that, you say, of that name, of that house, the Asaphite of that order, named Jahaziah. We have this in Psalm 46, the first 11 verses, as well as in Psalm 83, very important psalm, Psalm 83. Moreover, in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ayin Wav, Ayin Vav, Psalm 76, the first 12 verses, we have the expression, quote, mountains of prey, the mountains of prey. This is to be understood, as concerning the mountains of Seir, with their mounted robbers. This would point to this incident. But just as we have in Psalm 75, first 10 verses, the reference to the catastrophe, pros ton Assyrion, the catastrophe of Assyria in the reign of Hezekiah, was indicated by the absence of any mention of the north. So in Psalm 76, first 12 verses, both the Shamma, we have this term Shamma, right? What is Shamma? We have Shamma in Psalm 76 in the Hebrew. In the Hebrew, we find it in verse 4. In KJV, King James Version, that's in the third verse. There. We have there. Where? Here? No, there. Shamma. Shama Shibar, Shama Shibar, Rishfei, Ashet. There, he broke the fiery shafts of the bow. Shama, Shama Shibar, Shama Shibar, there he broke. Shama Shibar, Rishfei, Ashet, Rishfei, Ashet. What is the Rishfei, Ashet? The Rishfei, Ashet, KJV brings out, there break he the arrows of the bow. There break he the arrows of the bow. Bringing out the Hebrew, the more Hebraic of it. Shama Shibar, Rishfei, Ashet. Veya, Shama, he broke. Shibar, the fiery shafts. Rishfei, of the bow. Ashet, of the Ashet, the fiery shafts of the bow. So in this song we have the Shama. Hebrew, in the Hebrew, verse 4, KJV, verse 3. And the description of the catastrophe itself, it makes this reference and no other the natural reference. The points of contact, we have points of contact in today's daily psalm with Yeshayahu, Isaias, with Isaiah, and in part with Hosea, right, with Hosea, with Psalm 76, the third verse, and with Hosea, chapter 2, verse 20, chapter 2, verse 20. And we have Nahum. These are inexplicable, right? Explicable from the fact that the lyric went hand in hand, yad, right? Yad bayad, hand in hand with the prophecy of that period, of that time, of that event horizon. As Yeshayahu, Isaias, Isaiah, he predicts for the time, the Iowa, when Yahweh shall discharge his fury over Assyria. Pros ton Assyrion. We have this in Yeshayah in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29. Your song shall re-echo as in the night in which the feast is celebrated. Your song, right? Ye shall have a song. Bringing out this verse from Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29, that connects right here. Connects intimately right here, what we have right here in today's daily psalm. Ye shall have a song as in the night when a holy solemnity is kept and gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, to the mighty one of Yisrael, to the mighty one, to the rock of Yasharel of Yisrael. Hashir Yihyeh Lakem. Kleel, hitak adesha chag, with simachata levav, ka holek, be chalil lavo, de har vihar Yahuwah, de hari Yahuwah, il sur Yisrael, ye shall have a song. Hashir, the shir, the song. Remember today's daily psalm is a shir. Is also themed as a shir. Lanatziach bi'nginot amizmor le'asaf shir. Hashir yihye lakem kalel hitak adesh chag. Y'all, you all, lakem, y'all shall have hashir. Not a song, actually the Hebrew is hashir. Hashir, ha, definite article, the song. You shall have the song. So even a more of an intimate connection here with these two psalms, in particular today's daily psalm, Psalm 76, and these more ein wow, but also with Psalm 75. You shall have the song. Hashir yihyeh lachem kaleil in the night ahitak adesh shachag. In the night, a holy solemnity, a holy feast, a set apart hitak adesh shachag. With simachata levaba ka holek be chalil lavo ve hari Yahuwah el sur Yisrael. And gladness of heart, the gladness, the simchat, simchat, happiness, joy, levav, ka holek, Kaholeka be chalil labo, as when one goeth with a chalil, the chalil is the pipe, as when one goeth with a pipe to come. An interesting expression. As when one goeth, ka holek, as one who halaka, who holek, who tried, ka holek, be chalil, by way of a pipe, be chalil, lavo, to go, be har Yahuwah, in the mount, the har Yahuwah, the har Adonai, the har Yahuwah, to the mount of Jehovah, el Tzur, to the Tzur, Yisrael. So here we have the Tzur. The Tzur, Tzur is the rock. The rock of Yisrael is often translated as the mighty one many times, but literally it's the Tzur, the Tzur. You will have the song as in the night when a set apart, a holy feast, Chag, is kept, is convocated, ivocated, and gladness of heart, as when one goes with a flute to come to Yahuwah, to Jehovah's mountain, to Yisrael, to Israel's rock. The psalm, the Mizmor right here, is considered to be hexastitic, right? Stick it, right? Like stitches, like has six verses, hexastitics. Hexastichic, as they call it, you know, in some of the linguistic and among some of the scholars, but basically it means that the psalm has six verses. It's built on a hexastick, right? Hexastick, H-E-X-A-S-T-I-C-H, right? That's like a group, a stanza, or a poem that has or uses the formula of six lines, right? This is like a model of a symmetrical strophe structure in today's daily psalm. But here, in picking up with the opening, right, the opening first three verses, 1-3, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, the Elohe Ya'ikob, the Elohim of Jacob's victory, V'tzion, B'tzion, in Zion, Noda'a, B'Yehuda Elohim, B'Yisrael Gadol Shemo, Wayehi V'Shaleim Suko, Ua Meonato V'Tzion, Shama Shibara Rishveya Kasheta, Magena Wechereva, Ua Milchama Selah. And Yehuda and Judah is Elohim known. His name is great in Yisrael. And Shalem also is his tabernacle. Wayehi Yave Shalem Sukko. Wayehi the Shalem Sukko is his Sukkah, his tabernacle, Sukko. And his dwelling place in Sion, in Zion. Ua Mir Onato the Sion. There, Shama Shibara, there he broke a Rishveya Kashet, the fiery shafts of the bow, Magain, the shield, with Cherev, and the Cherev, and the sword, with Cherev, Ua Milchama, and the war, and the battle, and the Milchama, Selah, pause. In all Yisrael, and more especially in Yehuda, Yehuda, celebrated, praise, eyes as Yehuda, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise, indicating the meaning of the name, Yehuda, the one who is praised, Yehuda, Hebraically, not Yahuda, but Yehuda, in all Yisrael, and more especially in Yehuda, is Elohim. Here's an Elohim emphatic psalm right here. Today's daily psalm right here is an emphatic Elohe Ya'ikov, the Elohim of Ya'ikov, Elohim, the true good, the true God. Here, according to Psalm 76, right, the second verse Hebraically, the first proper verse in the KJV, Noda'a, 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 Be'Yehuda Elohim, Noda'a, Be'Yehuda Elohim, in Judah, known in Judah, known in Judah, Elohim. Literally in the Hebrew, Noda'a, Noda'a, B'Yehuda Elohim. And as we have gone into a little bit more of an emphasis on what does Yehuda, why is Judah Yehuda and not Yahuda? Why is that important? And how this verse here, the opening verse of Mizmor Ein Wow Ein Vav, gives us the key as we take time to study, right? The Talmud, the study, the teaching. Talmud is the teaching. Give us the teaching of His Majesty. We don't want no devil's philosophy. And getting the proper understanding of Yehuda is key, because in all Yisrael, in all Israel, but more especially in Yehuda, is Elohim Noda, Noda, Noda. At the root of Noda, we have Yada, 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 to know. At the root of Yehuda, we have Yada, 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 to use, to hold out the hands, to use the hands to reverence, right, to revere, to worship, to extend the hand. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. So now, according to this first verse, participle, whereas we have in Psalm 9, Hebraically verse 17. Let's go to Psalm 9, verse 17. Right? Psalm 9, verse 17. The KJV would probably be verse 16 right there. But in Psalm 9, Hebraically first, getting to the root of the Hebrew, says that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, here we have Nodea, Yahuwah, Mishpata, Asa, Jehovah hath made himself known. Jehovah hath made himself known. He hath executed judgment. Nodea. Right? So here we have the Nodea. Right? The Nodea. Looking at the Hebrew right here, the Nodea. So here, Nodea. Right? Nodea. Right? Nodea, Noda. Right? So what's the difference right here? In Psalm 76, we have participle, whereas we have a finite, some say a finite sense, a finite sense. He has made himself, right, the Nodea, he has made himself known. And here with Nodea, he is known. It's a little fine nuance, in as much as he has made himself known, right? To be known, Yeshaya, Isaiah 33 and 13, hear ye, y'all, that are far off, what I have done, and ye and y'all that are near, acknowledge, right? Acknowledge my might, to acknowledge. U de u, Gevurati, acknowledge my Gevura, Gevurati. U de u. So the de u. We have the de'u sense. De'u is a command to you all to know. De'u, gain the da'at. De'u. Remember, the root of this is yada, to know, right? His name, Shemo. His name is great in Yisrael. His name is great in Israel. Be Yisrael gadol Shemo. His name is great in Israel inasmuch as he has proved himself to be a great one, and is praised as a great one. HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One. Blessed be He, blessed be the name, Baruch Hashem. And Yehuda, be Yehuda more especially. And Judah more especially, for in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, and that upon Zion, Zion, the citadel, with its primeval gates, the gates. The gates are brought out in Psalm 24. In Psalm 24, round about verse 7, lift up your heads, O ye, your gates, and be lift up, ye, your everlasting doors, and Melech HaKavod, and the King of Glory, and the King of Glory shall come in. So the gates, in Zion. He has his dwelling place upon the earth, the earthly plane, within the borders of Yisrael, within the borders of the man who sees the true good, the true God, in the borders of the upright of El, the true good, the true God, in the borders of the prince, right, who has power and prevailed with Elohim, with the true good, the true God, and with man. Here we have the Shalem, Vishalem, Vayahi, Vishalem, Sukkot, Vayahi, Vayahi, and it be Vishalem, and Shalem Sukkot, and Shalem is his sukkah, his tabernacle, his booth, his hut, and Shalem also is set his tabernacle, and Shalem is also set his hut, the sukkah, the tabernacle, as we have in Sukkot. Right, so here we have some of the basic word sound, the basic point of reference word. So even here with the sense of the sukkah, one might read as his tabernacle, but bringing out the direct sense is booth. It's his booth. His booth is in Shalem. His booth is in Salem. And there we get the link with Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. So we have Shalem. Shalem is the ancient name of Yerushalayim. A Yerushalayim, the air, the atmosphere of Shalem. Shalem is a double sense of peace, a double sense of like shalom, shalom, peace with Elohim and peace with man, that four square piece, that finding of the true cross piece, that looking to the east piece, the older form of Yerushalayim, which means the city of Shalayim, the city of peace with God and with man. For the Salem of Melchizedek, the Shalem, the Salem of Melchizedek, Malkiyatzedek is one and the same city with Yerushalayim of Adonizedek, Adonizedek in Joshua chapter 10, verse 1. In Joshua chapter 10, verse 1, now it came to pass when Adonizedek, my Lord is righteous, king of Yerushalayim, had heard how Joshua had taken Ai. He's taken Ai, and had utterly destroyed it, as he had done to Jericho, Jericho, its moon, or the city of the moon, and her king. So he had done to Ai, and her Melech, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel and were among them. So we have this connection of the Shalem, Salem, the place. In this primeval Salem, Salem, some would say, but the more correct pronunciation, Salem, we have this Ethiopically brought to us, Salem, Hebraically the Shalem, Shalem, celebrated. Salem, uncelebrated, Salem, and Shalem. Shalem, Elohim has his tabernacle, his booth, his hut, Sukkot. We have Sukkot, right? Sukkot. Here with a Samech in Lamentation with a Sheen, Sukkot, in Lamentation chapter 2, verse 6, right? Sukkot, as we also have in Psalm 27. Psalm 27, round about verse 5, right? But here we have the sense of his dwelling place. Me'onato v'tzion, and his dwelling place. So tabernacle, in the word tabernacle, hut, sukkot, right? This also brings out how Elohim is known, noda'a bi'yuhuda. Bihuda Elohim, his Sukkot. It means a covered in place. This is the usual word right here in Hebrew for a lion's den. So the usual word in the Hebrew for lion's den is the Sukkot, his den, his tabernacle, his booth, his covered in place. Therefore, it is possible that the psalmist, right, intends to describe Elohim as the Lion of Judah. Aryeh mi Yehuda, the Aryeh, we have the Aryeh mi Yehuda, the Lion of Judah, Aryeh mi Yehuda, the Lion of Judah, who has issued forth from his lair, and has draped on and grabbed his prey. Thus we have the connection, today's daily psalm, of the phrase, the mountains of prey. So the connection of his booth, his tabernacle, his hut, his den. Vayehi b'shalem Sukkot, in Shalem, in double peace, dual peace. This Shalem brings out this double sense of peace, as we said, four square peace. Yerushalayim, four square, the true cross, the finding of the true cross. That peace, that vertical peace, right, with Abinu Shabashamayim, with our Father who art in heaven, that vertical peace and that horizontal peace with our fellows, that finding of the true cross, the Shalem, twofold peace in the twofold sense, as well as the older name of the city of Yerushalayim, the city of Shalem, right, as we have in Genesis chapter 14, verse 18. We have his dwelling place. Also a word elsewhere that can be connected and used with the lair of a lion, his dwelling place. Now this key word right here, the next word in the next verse, and his dwelling place in Zion. U me onato bit Zion. And his dwelling place in Zion. So the connection of the Sukkot, his lair, his booth, his hut, and his dwelling place. his dwelling place. Psalm 104:22. In Psalm 104:22, the sun arises, they gather themselves together, and lay them down in their dens, right? And lay them down, right? And lay them down in their dens. Ve'il me'onotam, yerebatsun. They lay them down. Another translation of this can be brought out as the sun rises and they steal away and lie down in their dens. Tizrach, tizrach, tuzarach, to shine. Tizrach, hashemesh, the sun shines. Eh, yay, aseifun, yay, aseifun, yay, aseifun. Now, this Asaf, Asaf, we have Asaf here, yay, aseifun, yay, aseifun from Asaf. Asaf means to gather, to receive, can mean to remove, to assemble, to gather. To gather for any purpose, hence to receive, also to take away or to remove. So tizrach hashemesh, the sun shines, to say that the sun rises, the sun shining, tizrach, tizrach hashemesh. The sun, in this sense right here, she shines, yay, aseifun, and they gather together, they steal away, remove, they gather, by gathering together, they steal away from where they were at, they come together, so they kind of, the sense of it is steal away, yay, aseifun, but asef, as we have asef at the root, yay, aseifun, ve'ila me'onotam, yirbatsun, and they lie down in their dens. Also in Amos 3 and 4, will a lion roar in the forest when he hath no prey? Will a young lion cry out of his den if he have taken nothing? If he has taken nothing, we cry out from Me'ona, from his dwelling, from his habitation, from his lair, will he cry out? For the choice of words right here is quite interesting as it connects again with Yeshaya, with the prophet Isaiah, Esaias 31 and 9, KJV. And he shall pass over to his stronghold for fear, and his princes shall be afraid of the ensign, of the ensign, of the banner, of the flag, even the banner of the lion of Judah, the nace, nace, nace. Nace is something that's lifted up, a flag staff. A signal, a sign, a signal, a token, a banner, an ensign. And his princes shall be afraid of the ensign of the flag, saith Jehovah, Naomi Yahuwah, the oracle of Jehovah, whose or, his fire is the Tzion in Zion, and his furnace, tanur, furnace, fire pot. John's wrath be Yerushalayim in Jerusalem, his fire, his stronghold, his strength, right? His rock shall pass away. His rock shall pass away for fear. His Selah, Selah. So we have the Selah for rock right there, another kind of rock point of reference. But the choice of words right here, just in these two verses here, and also in the revelation sense of Yehuda Moa Anbesa, of the lion of the tribe of Judah, the connection with Yehuda, the connection with praises, and the future of the result. There's a future of the result, Yahi, and it shall be, it shall come to pass, Yahi. This is an expression of the fact that is evident from Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, being known in Judah, and his name being great in Yisrael. Noda'a bi Yehuda Elohim, bi Yisrael gadol shemo, Vayehi, and it shall be, Vayehi, the future of the result, Vayehi, from Elohim being known, Noda'a bi Yehuda in Judah, and shemo being great, bi Yisrael gadol. This tells what it is by that he has made himself known and he has glorified Shemo. He has glorified the Hashem. He has glorified his name, Shamma, Shamma, Veya, Shamma, Veya, there, thither, Veya wards, their words, their words, there, towards, Veya, in the same place. As in fact, the accusative in general is used both in answer to the question, where? There's an accusative in the sense of the Hebrew that brings out a kind of a question of where and whither, where. This is only a fuller sense of bringing out the sham, right? Sham means there and Shama. Sham in the Hebrew means there, and when we add the ha, that the hey at the end, Shama, like Mitzrayim is Egypt. And we say Mitzrayima, it means in the direction, right? We like Beit, Beit, Beit is house. We say Beitah, Beitah, like it's like saying towards the house, right? Beitah, or it could be her house in that sense. But there we have Shama, right? There, as in Isaiah 22 and 18, Isaiah 65 and 9, 2 Kings 23 and 8. Just to show how the Psalms are linked with other significant areas, and we can, by just even studying a few verses, going into a little bit of detail, you know, here a little and there a little. Psalm 22 and 18, he will surely violently turn and toss thee like a ball, toss thee like a ball into a large country. There shalt thou die, and there the chariots of thy glory shall be, the shame of thy Lord's house. Isaiah 22 and 18, 65 and 9. And I will bring forth a seed out of me Yaakov, out of Jacob, and out of Judah, me Yehuda, out of Yehuda, an inheritor of my mountains, and mine elect, Siyume Egziav, the elect of Egziav, the elect of God, and mine elect shall inherit it, and my servants, those who serve I, my servants, shall dwell there, Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 65 and 9. That connective sense there, as well as we have a kind of a rhema word on the revelation, weep not, behold, the Lion of Judah. I will bring forth a seed, a zer, a race, a seed, out of me, Yaakov, out of Jacob, and out of Judah, and out of Yehuda, and out of Yehuda, ooh, me, Yehuda, out of Judah, an inheritor out of Yarash, the Yarash. We call his majesty Al-Gawarash. In the Rastafari revelation, Al-Gawarash, right? Crown prince, right? Plenipotentiary, right? We have the Amharic term, Warash. Warash in the Amharic corresponds to what we have in Yeshaya in Isaiah 65 and 9. With Yarash, O me Yehuda, and from Judah, Yarash Shahari, Yarash, the Werash, the inheritor, the crown prince, the inheritor, Hari, Har mountain, Hari, or in the sense of the pointing here, Harai, of my mountains, Harai is the sense of my mountains, and mine elect shall inherit it. So there, 2 Kings 23 and 8, and he brought all the priests out of the cities of Judah and defiled the high places where the priests had burned incense, Aishans, from Geba to Beersheba, and break down the high places of the gates that were in the entering of the gates of Yehoshua, of Joshua, the governor of the city, which were on a man's left hand at the gate of the city. Bringing out that sense of where they are. Where is it? It is there is it. Now, in the Arabic, there's a sense of shamma. They have tamma, or some sense tumma, tun, tamma. This confirms the accusative value of the ah at the end, or the hey at the end. Shamma, the ah, shamma at the end, the accusative level. Now, we have another link right here, just in this one verse, the first three verses right here, for Zaya. Not actually, some say, in Yerushalayim, this is the defeat of the invader take place, but it was, so to speak, Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's headquarter in the battle, where his headquarters was. Fiery shafts. Here we have the Rishfei Kashet. What is the Rishfei Kashet? The Rishfei Kashet. Rishfei Kashet. Or somebody denounced it Rishfei Rafatum. We have this in Song of Songs. Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm. For love, strong as death, jealousies, cruel as the grave, the coals thereof, coals of fire, which has a most vehement flame. That link right there, but let's get to the root right here of the arrows. Reshef. We have Reshef. Reshef. Pointed here as Rishfei Kashet. This two words bringing out one sense. fiery shafts of the kashet, the bow. Rishfei kashet, Rishfei from the Hebrew reshet, reshet, the H7565. Reshef is a live coal. A live coal is a reshef. By analogy, lightning is reshef. In a figurative sense, a live coal, like a lightning flash, lightning, the reshef, in a figurative, learning to read the Hebrew sign language, is an arrow, as flashing through the air. Specifically, reshef can also be a fever. A fever can be characterized as a reshef, which is very interesting. Reshef, right? Considering all things considered, right? KJV, arrow, burning coal, burning heat, spark, a hot thunderbolt. A hot thunderbolt, a reshef. So now, in KJV, it just says, in KJV, it just says the arrows, taking the figurative sense of it, right? It could have been brought out better as lightning arrows or fiery arrows. Here in the Hebraic, it says fiery shafts, fiery flashes, fiery shafts of the kashet, the fiery shafts of the bow.
Yes, 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 yes. Brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers, right there, 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 there. Yes, we have another reason on the reshef, you know, on the fiery arrows, like to bring that one forward right there, there, there. But just due to the time right here, here, here. Just a sneak peek, a little sneak peek right here. Yes, I. Rastafari. Fiery arrows, fiery shafts.
There, break he, the arrows of the bow, there, break he, the arrows of the bow, there, break he, the fiery shafts of the bow, there, break he, the flaming arrows of the bow, shamma, shibara, rishvei, kashet, veya, Shamma, where they are. Shamma, shibar, shibar, break, shibar, shamma, shibar, rishvei, kashet, rishvei, rishvei. We have rishvei, rishvei right here from reshet, the reshet, the reshet. Often it's translated to simply as arrows, right, arrows. But it's not just simply arrows, as we have thought to point out, and just to zoom in on this, the H7565 word, reshef. Reshef means a live coal. Reshef, by analogy, means lightning. Reshef, lightning. Reshef, also in a figurative sense, learning to read the Hebrew, the sign, the language of the figures, the word pick, we say the Hebrew hieroglyphs, so to speak, the figurative sense of it is an arrow. But an arrow as flashing, as flashing, as flaming, as fiery, like a live coal, as flashing through the air. There's a fourth sense, specifically, it's fever. Fever. In the KJV, the King James Version, this Hebrew root word, resha.
Yes, 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 out to here. Okay.
Psalm 76. In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. There break he the arrows of the bow, the shield and the sword and the battle. Selah. Thou art more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted are spoiled. They have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse are cast into a dead sleep. Thou, even thou, art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth. Selah. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee. The remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. Vow and pay unto the Lord your God. Let all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is terrible to the kings of the earth.
مزمور سبع مز بك النف سبع تدس لما زمران عليك ببغن اوج تلا عصورا ويان يأصافي مسغانا مزمور اكزي عفير بيهودا تاوك سمم بسرائيل لاي تالاكنا سراو بسالين ما دريعون بسيوان بزيام يكستن حايل غاشان سيفن سلفن مسبر بزيام كندوچن سبر انت بزلالم تراروچ ونه بدن كتابر عال لب سنفوچ كلو دنگتو انقلفات شونم مانقلافو بالت اگوچ كلو بنرسو اجمنم مالاگنو يا قبا ملاك هوي كتكسات اهي تنسا فرسنو چلو انقلاف انتقن انتقرومن قط اهن ماني قاومال فردهن كسما يسما مدر فراج زم مالج لبه وهن يادن زند اكزياد هير لفرد بتنسا جدي كهلنا چو ترفم بقالهن يادر قالو ላምላካችን ለእግዚአብሔር ስዕለትን ከፈሉ በዙሪያው ያሉ ሁሉ እጅ መንሻን ለሚያስፈራው ያገባሉ በዙሪያው ያሉ ሁሉ እጅ መንሻን ለሚያስፈራው ያገባሉ የመኳንንትን ነፍስ ያወጣል በመድርም ነገስታት ዘንድ ያስፈራል